Who were the Hittites and what were their origins? Well, that's a really interesting question. The traditional response to this is to say the Hittites are basically an Indo-European people who immigrated from, I don't know where, the Caucasus or something like that, into Anatolia, into the area that is now occupied by Turkey at some point in the 3rd millennium BC, and that they're a sort of warrior caste. They speak this Indo-European language, closely related to English and stuff like that. There's actually very little evidence for there being any kind of immigration of this nature happening, which the sort of traditional model of looking at it presupposes. Yes, they do speak an Indo-European language, actually, but you don't have to have all the baggage that goes along with that of then assuming that they're some sort of warrior group or whatever who've invaded Anatolia. So actually, there's very little evidence for this kind of migration happening. When we look at, say, for example, the latest ancient DNA analyses that have happened, or the ancient DNA research, it seems that there doesn't seem to have been a massive migration event happening in the last 6,000 years, really. And that could change, absolutely. But I think the view that we're coming round to now is that rather than being this immigrating elite warrior group that takes over Anatolia, we see them rather as the people who set up a political state, a state that was based at this place called Hattusa. So the word Hittite actually comes from the word for Hatti, which is what other people called them, but also Hatti and Hattic was the name of what's frequently called a pre-Hittite or indigenous, if you like, language, or let's just call it another prestige language of central Anatolia that was spoken in the earlier part of the 2nd millennium BC in central Anatolia. And so the Hittites actually named themselves after the speakers of this other completely non-Indo-European language. And they named themselves thus because they were occupying this town called Hattusa. So we should really call them the Hattusans. It's a bit like the Romans, you know. The Romans are called the Romans because they ruled from Rome, and the Hittites are called the Hittites because they ruled from Hattusa, basically. So they actually took on the name of this completely different population group, if you like, which kind of casts into doubt our standard model of dividing up population groups according to the languages that they spoke and identifying those languages with then ethnicities and political states and stuff like that. So it seems to have been a much more mixed phenomenon than our sort of standard, rather racially informed model perhaps assumes. So yeah, Hittites then were the people who ruled from Hattusa, I would say. It's a political term rather than an ethnic term. And as to their origins, well, the origins, I would say, lie in the economic and political situation of the early 2nd millennium BC. So we have what are referred to as the old Assyrian trading colonies. So these are Assyrians who are coming from Ashur on the Tigris River in Iraq. And they are establishing trading centres in Anatolia. And they're basically trading, bringing in textiles and tin and stuff like that. And they're trading copper and then taking silver and gold home. And they set up these very, very long established trading colonies. Sometimes people were there for a very, very long time. And we have a lot of documentation about this because we have some 23,000 clay tablets with cuneiform writing that come from this period, say from the 19th century BC. From this place called Kanesh Kultepe, ancient Kultepe. During this period, then, you have the Assyrian traders are essentially attracted by the material and mineral wealth of Anatolia. So you've got a lot of copper deposits, all sorts of metal deposits all around Anatolia. And the Assyrian trading network that we can reconstruct from these tablets, they left behind, goes in a circle around Anatolia, central Anatolia, and right at the center of this circle was Hattusa. So it wasn't the most important place that was part of the trading network. And let's just say we only know about the Assyrian trading network because of all the documents they left behind. Presumably there were lots of other trading networks going on as well. Kanesh was the most important place on this trading network, clearly. There were some other very big places too. Hattus, as it was called, or Hattush, doesn't seem to have been that important, but it was right in the centre. So we see a development then where this place, Hattush, seems to be becoming more and more important, to the extent that one of the early kings, who's associated with Hittites as well, because we have Hittite documents about him and that kind of thing, Hittite language documents about him, but he's one of the early kings ruling at Kanesh, he actually destroys Hattush, or Hattusa, as it's later called, because it's supporting one of his most important rivals to the north, the town of Zalpa. So he destroys it and sows cress on the ground. I'm not quite sure what they were doing, making sandwiches or something like that, but this is what they seem to do when they destroy places. They sow cress on the ground as some sort of symbolic act, whatever. And he pronounces a curse that no one should ever live there again. This is around 1730 BC, which is just before the sort of rise of the Hittite state. And so the origins of becoming Hittite, I would say, are to be seen in this period. So clearly Anitta, this king from Kanesh, would have destroyed Hattusa because it was becoming important, I would say. And we start to see this process of Hattusa, which is right at the centre of this circle of trading networks, becoming more and more important. And really using its position, I would say, in this economic network to advantage. And I think that's really what one would have to say is the sort of background to the formation of a Hittite identity, i.e. a state that is ruled from Hattusa. So you've got Anatolia basically in the early 2nd millennium BC, divided up into lots of small principalities ruled by city-states that have borders that are essentially governed by the natural environment, so by the hills and mountains, of which there are, of course, many in central Turkey. And it's around the end of the 17th century BC that we start to see a state emerging that is essentially centered on Hattusa. And that then is what becomes the Hittite state. So that's what I'd say where the origins of the Hittites are to be found.